Barry DePlessis here with Team Cigar Coupe PCA Coverage 2021, sitting here with the one, the only, the incomparable, Mr. John Hubert. John, thanks for sitting down with us today.
Quite a damn intro.
I aim to please.
You're like all soft-spoken, you know, says 2021, brand new car.
Well, I don't want to freak you out until we actually get rolling, too, so.
Great to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. Great to sit down with you. This is an unbelievable pleasure for me, personally. Look, the last 2 years, what a roller coaster in terms of the world, but Crown Heads doing amazing things, a lot of great new stuff, a lot of innovation. Your new partnership alliance, as you call it, with Ace Prime, going like gangbusters. Can't wait to talk to Luciano a little bit here as well. But let's talk a little bit about the PCA exclusive for this year, the Lupatissier before I, yeah,
take two,
see?
Take two.
I wanted it.
Everybody messes
I up. Wanted to get to it before I go. Lupatissier.
You know who pronounces it the best? My daughter. She of has, course. I taught her how to say it, and she rambles it off. She's like, Lupatissier. She does this whole French thing. It's just classic.
Beautiful.
She's great. Yeah. Anyway.
The 2021 PCA exclusive, Lupatissier. Tell us a little bit about it.
So initially when we were approached by PCA to do an exclusive, my thought was I was going to do a specific size of new brand series and just make that PCA exclusive. And then we started thinking about, like, maybe we need to up the game a little bit, up the ante, let's create something completely new. So I had this idea to riff off of Le Carême, our broadleaf with Ernie, that we have a hard time getting. And last year, Luciano had acquired a good bit of a really good broadleaf. And so I knew that that was at our disposal. We could do something. I said, hey, let's do something broadly. Let's rip off Le Carême. Le Carême was inspired by Maria Antoine Carême, that pastry chef. So Le Patissier literally translates to pastry chef. So it's kind of like a spin-off, much in the same way that we did Juarez spins off of Jericho. So Le Patissier spins off of Le Carême. So that was the idea behind it.
I don't want to get too sidetracked on this, but it's something I've always wanted to ask you. I love how behind each cigar there is this story, and then even when there is a playoff, there is a connection. When you, let's take a step back all the way to the beginning of Crown Heads, was that always part of your vision to tell the story?
I always kind of felt like everything needed to exist for a reason, you know, and wherever that inspiration came from, that was the reason that particular thing existed. Right. I know that sounds really esoteric, but whether it was like a lyrical inspiration like Four Kicks or a sonic inspiration like Heavy Grange or Siri, I always felt like that was part of, I couldn't just put a cigar out called Brand X or whatever, you know what I mean? So sometimes the blend came first and then the idea was spawned by the blend or vice versa. But for me, that's always been part of it, is to have some sort of a story that substantiated the existence of the brand.
So from where you sit, how does the Le Patissier build upon the Le Carême? How does it differ to you?
Well, I think the flavor profile is different. It's, you know, this is our fourth rendition, if you will, of the broadleaf cigar. We've done broadleaf with my father. We've done broadleaf with Ernie, obviously. We've done broadleaf with Drew Estate, La Colusión. And it's interesting to me as a cigar fan to see how each house kind of does a different expression, translation of broadleaf. So, whereas, like, you know, Tennessee Waltz or Yellow Rose, where my father might have a really strong, peppery, intense pour, that grandma's softer, richer, rounder, I think this is kind of a nice marriage in between. It's got its own unique flavor profile that stands apart from the brand, definitely. And, you know, who knows what the future holds for the CA as a brand, but it's an interesting concept to do a one and done here at the show. You know, we'll see where it goes from there. Wonderful.
I really like how you were talking about that, because as you were talking about the different expressions of broadleaf, I was instantly tasting those cigars, and you're absolutely right. The Tennessee Waltz, the Yellow Rose, they have that pepin, straightforward spice, but then Ernie comes in with that rich core with the Le Carême. You know, this is going to be a great expression, because that's something that Luciano, Chardo, they really have a dynamic way of combining tobaccos and making a really, truly unique flavor. I know that gets overused, but it's something that they're very good at, and I know that's why you're a fan.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when we came out with Novdias, I remember in January of 2020, tasting what became the final blend, I'm like, it was like light bulb moment. I'm like, wow, this is different. This is unique. And, you know, the reason why we got Novdias up on the signs, because we've never launched it at the trade show.
Yeah.
You know, last year, the pandemic canceled this show, And so the success of that Milpitas brand to this point has all been organic, by trial, by word of mouth, and it's become probably our number one selling brand in our portfolio. So yeah, we're ecstatic about our partnership with Ace Prime and Tobacco Air Challenge. They're doing great things. It's fun to be able to go and actually play in that Sam is with those guys, because I'm able to do more with them. They have the capacity and they're growing together. So
the Le Petit Cier is available for PCA attendees only.
Correct.
What can the consumers expect to pay for such a wonderful cigar?
Damn, good question. I think it's like, what was the PCA supposed to be? 10 to 10. It shows you how much I keep track of numbers. I know ring gauges and lengths, but I think it's retails me 10.50, 10.56, 6.5 by 44, 20 count cabs. And if we sell 100 boxes, we'll make 100 boxes. If we sell 1,000, we'll make 1,000. But we're being very, very strict about that policy. In our sales meeting, I said, it doesn't matter if they're not here. What if somebody's having a kid and they can't come to the show? I'm like, congratulations on your kid, but you're not getting a cigar. That's just the way it is. I just think it's really, really important for all of us that are doing PCA exclusives to hold fast to that rule. I mean, a lot of the big box guys, a lot of the catalog online guys that do huge volumes are not here, so I'm not going to honor any requests for the PCA just because I want to support the PCA. I think that if you're making your livelihood from this industry, then you can take a week out of the year to come to Vegas and support the PCA. This is my hard and fast rule, so we'll see what happens. We've already started production on the cigar, but the final production will be based upon sales taken. So once this show ends, Wednesday or whatever,
Well, I certainly don't want to skip over the CHC Serie E, but before we do, let's, like you said a moment ago, let's stop our cap a little bit to the really critically acclaimed success that you've had with Milpitas. This was a process long in the making. In fact, it was the first project you actually began to work with Luciano and Pichardo, correct?
Juarez was our first foray into that whole factory, basically. I met the guys from Ace Prime and Tobacco Air Pichardo in 2017. And we started, they gave me some samples at that show. And I was like very, very impressed. So we started messing around with a particular sample, which eventually became Milpitas. But it wasn't like we spent 1,000 days every day tweaking the blend, right? It was like, all right, let's play around with this. Let's do this over here. We come back and forth to it. That eventually became Milpitas. But in the interim, I had an opportunity to create a cigar for, it all started off with Germany. Germany wanted us to do an exclusive for them. So I would send them blends, and our distributor would, everyone I sent, right? And I said, what is it that you want? And he said, I want something like Jericho. I said, all right. So I went, I said, Luciano, here's an opportunity to work together. If you want to do something, I want you to blend something that you feel is like a riff on Jericho Hill. And so they sent me this cigar, and I was blown away by it. I was like, this is fantastic. So I sent it to Germany. Right? And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding. So fast forward to the end of, I think it was, 2018, something like that. And Mike Condor came out to me and he said, hey, Thompson wants this. This is Thompson's cigar before they got acquired. Wants to do a catalog exclusive. Do you have something you can plug in? I said, I got this blend I've been sitting on that is really fucking gangbusters. That became Juarez. Sold it to them. They did nothing with it for like 8 months. So we go to the trade show in 2019, and literally at the 11th hour, I said, let's open the gates up to Juarez. They had their run at it. They didn't do anything with it. I'm going to sell it to everybody. So we had no marketing collateral in 2019. We had nothing except samples. I said, hand them to your customers, let them smoke it. We'll go from there. And Juarez took off like crazy. And in fact, now the distributor in Germany is like buying Juarez, like it's going out of style. Of course, it's a great cigar now and everything. But
best served, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm like, see, I told you. So Juarez took off and really, really kind of brought a light to Tobacco Air Pichardo. Then we came out with Milpitas last year. So this is like the Serie E is the third regular production brand from Tobacco Air Pichardo.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Again, congratulations on Milpitas, a critically acclaimed success. Wonderful blend. All your cigars are unique. Not saying that. office as we're sitting here.
I bet you tell that's all the manufacturing. Not scale.
But the Milky is definitely sets itself apart.
I do think it's very unique. And the reason why I say that is because when it first was released in September of last year, I was watching a lot of the online reviews and the YouTubers, and nobody could figure it out. Like, one guy would come out and say, oh, it's so strong, I can't smoke. And the next guy's like, it wasn't for me, it was kind of mild. Nobody knew what box to put Milvius in. They couldn't. And I'm like, somebody's got to get this right. And finally, more people started smoking it, and then it got traction and just went crazy. So, and then we hit them up with a couple of LEs. We did the Mareva, we did the Escogidos, and those have been wonderful as well. So, yeah, I'm very excited about Milvius. I think it's got a good future.
For sure. It's probably my favorite product to go.
New beer?
Yes.
Mine too.
Mine too. I think it's, Luciano likes to say it has a salivatory kind of a thing. And I noticed that when I was smoking throughout the summer of 2020, I would always put my glands, I'd be like, I have to spit every time. I don't know what it is, but there's something that hits the palate differently than anything we've done. So
it certainly is.
Yeah, it's a great, great blend. Very unique. So it's the first time we use Peruvian tobacco or Costa Rican tobacco, lingual three. So, but in a blend, on its own, those tobaccos may not do anything, but in that blend, it's fantastic.
There's so many combinations, so much complexity in that particular cigar.
I agree. And to their credit, like, they've been so consistent. I've never had a bad idea since smoking, probably more than anybody. It's one of those days for sure.
So let's get on to the newest, latest release. That will be available to retailers.
Correct.
The CHC Siri E. Tell us a little bit of, break that down for us.
So Siri E is based on a blend that Luciano actually had sent me in 2020. And I said, wow, this is really, really something special. And it was called, he just called it Sabroso. And I said, let's just put a pin in it, let's stick this, I'm gonna figure something out with it. And then we started to think about new releases for this year. And Eddie Van Halen passed away in October, I believe, 2020. And I started listening to more and more Van Halen. And I just got stuck on this one solo off of Van Halen 1 called Eruption. And it just dawned on me, like, that solo was like a sonic metaphor for smoking a cigar. And by that, I mean, if you listen to it, like, the drum and bass intro was like cutting, toasting, lighting, getting the cigar started. And then it kicks into this really complex ride of, like, his double tapping and his triads and all this really amazing technical guitar playing. And I saw that as the middle point of the cigar. It was very complex there. And then at the end, there's like this dive bomb, which is like, and I literally saw that as like smoke being exhaled and the flavor being lingering on the palate. I'm like, this sounds exactly like the act of smoking a cigar. So I like, okay, I want to call it La Erupción, because it was based on eruption. Come to find out there's a vape company like in Wisconsin or something or whatever that have trademark eruption. So our attorney said, you can't call it La Erupción, because it translates to eruption. Okay, Siri E, can we do that? Like, yeah, you got no problem with that. So that became the whole backstory to it. So it's a sonically inspired by eruption, the guitar string. But I'm sure that 85% of the people are gonna dumb it down to like, oh, it's the Van Halen cigar. Not even close. It's based on that sound of that solo and the trajectory of that solo.
To do so very, I'm gonna be an oxymoron here, but very similar, but different to the concept behind Hedley Grange.
100%. You nailed it. Because Hedley Grange was based on, I told Ernie I wanted to make a cigar taste like a drum sound on the Levy Brothers. So sonic inspiration. I wanted heavy, dense, thick, plodding like Bonham's drums. So this was kind of like same but different, but it was like, I was listening to this, I'm like, this is just like smoking a cigar. I can almost see the video reel playing in my mind. And that's essentially where it began. Yeah.
So a lot of new projects that have been in the works, and you're continuing to work with other factories as well. And it seems like each new rendition, each new release, again, continues the journey of the story from the very beginning. And it's something that I personally love, I know your fans obviously love, and we're just pleased that you were able to sit down and share some time with us today. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it.
John Huber, Crown Heads.
All right, man. You're welcome.
Cheers. Thank you.